So obviously, we've got members of Montana Wilderness Association, conservationists, as well as some members of your own party, who they're frustrated. They don't think that they have, how should I phrase this? They don't feel like they have any input on this WSA bill, and that your support is relatively one-sided. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, well, we've seen a tremendous support for these releases that are, they're 35 years too late. They should have been done shortly after 1982. That was what the law said. They have 5 years to study this. And what we're doing here, I think, is pretty common sense. We're just looking at those areas that have been deemed not suitable for wilderness to release those. Those that have been ruled as suitable for wilderness, we're not touching those. So out of the 1 million acres, it's about half not suitable for wilderness, and we are 35 years late in making that happen. But it's very much a grassroots process. In fact, we'll continue to get the input. We've got the county commissioners supporting us. Thousands of Montanans, in fact, just are signing petitions just up in Lincoln County yesterday, where I think they got 3,000 or 4,000 signatures. They want to see the one of the areas that I did not include in the bill. They'd like to see it added to the bill, actually. So it's still very much a work in process, getting the voices of Montanans into this process. And I think it's a very healthy discussion.
And what about the Big Snowies? Draft plan for Helen and Lewis and Clark National Forest calls for that to be a wilderness study area. Bill would eliminate or would release that land.
Well, no, it already is a wilderness study area.
Sorry, that would designate it as wilderness.
Correct. And the facts are really important in this because, frankly, there's been a lot of misinformation shared, truly. There's been a lot of misinformation that suggests that suddenly it's going to be open to mining and timber harvesting. That's just absolutely false. The 2001 roadless rule, first of all, protects these areas. The timber harvest will most likely be limited to fuel reduction projects to reduce the risk of wildfires. There's very few mining claims in these WSAs. And so the misinformation out there, frankly, is disheartening and concerning. And let's just get the facts around what the truth is. I think it's Montana to see what the truth is, that these study areas were supposed to have been adjudicated and completed 35 years ago. And let's allow the public to have full access to their lands.
But that doesn't really answer my question about the draft plan.
Oh, yeah, okay, on the draft plan. So it's a draft, and what we've said is that there's a lot of input coming out from Fergus County, a lot of concern about that, and let's let that process play out. The two criteria I've used to include releases in my WSA release bill are, one, that in the final plan, Forest Service, that it's deemed not suitable for wilderness, and number two, there's consensus and local support to release it. If those two criteria are met, we'll go forward with the release. If they're not met, we need to continue to have discussions on that. And what's going on in the Big Snowies at the moment is there's a lot of concern with the folks in Fergus County about that draft plan. And I'll wait to see if that becomes part of the final plan that the Forest Service pulls together for the Big Snowies.
Would that change then your...
It would. If in the final plan it's considered suitable for wilderness, then we've got to go back and look at it using the two criteria. And that's why this is a very open, dynamic public process, working with the grassroots folks here in Montana, as well as the Forest Service, in determining the outcome.
Great. And then GOP has been criticized for not holding face-to-face town hall meetings. You guys are off this week. Why not hold a face-to-face town hall meeting?
I tell you what, I've been doing this job now for 7 years. I've been traveling all over Montana. In fact, I think there's only two statewide elected officials that get to all 56 counties every 2 years. It's Greg Gianforte and myself. So we're out engaged with the Montanans all the time. The town hall that you hear about is we are coming primarily from some of the resistance movements, frankly, from the pretty far left folks in the state. That's who's making the loudest noise. It reminds me back when the Tea Party movement was going back in the 2010-11. I can tell you, John Tester wasn't holding town halls with the Tea Party groups. And I think it's just they tend to be big protests versus good civil discourse on the issues facing our country. I meet with Montanans virtually from the beginning of the day to the close of the day. 75% of my time in Washington, D.C. is meeting with Montanans. When I'm back home in Montana, I'll be, in fact, in 17 counties in the next 4 days. 17 counties, meeting with Montanans from around the state, hearing differing views. Just this morning, I had a Montana come in and express some concerns about the wilderness study areas. Bill, that's great. That's positive dialogue. Having constructive civil dialogue, I think that's what we need here in this country.
And I think they're frustrated, though, that you haven't held a meeting with with them in particular, like Montana Wilderness Association and these other groups?
Oh, that's false. I meet with the Montana Wilderness Association leadership frequently. Over the last several years engaged, we passed the first major public lands bill in Montana in 30 years through my leadership in the House. As we passed the Heritage Act, which added wilderness areas to the BOB, as we protected the North Fork, we were actively engaged with the wilderness groups here across Montana and continue to do so.
Perfect.
Yeah.
One more, if I can.
Yeah, sure.
Blackfoot Clearwater.
Yeah.
Are you going to support it?
Well, I tell you what, I'm not getting on that bill until we step back and look at restoring balance here. The fact that we've added 100,000 acres of wilderness study area releases in the last, going back to the late 80s, we added 1.8 million acres of wilderness. That balance is not there right now in Montana. So I applaud what that collaborative has done. They've done really good work, and I've worked closely with the Blackfoot Clearwater folks over the last several years. But they're looking to add more wilderness areas at a time when we have only released 100,000 acres of WSAs, but added 1.8 million acres of wilderness here over the course of the last about 30 years.
So, in other words, are you not going to support the Blackfoot Clearwater bill until Tester supports WSA bill?
Isn't that still, I think we seem to have some balance here? And it seems like it's kind of a one-sided. It's like we only are adding wilderness right now in our state. That's what I've supported that. I'm just saying, if you listen to our county commissioners, you listen to tens of thousands of Montanans who are very concerned about the fact that the state is getting out of balance. And as you look at driving the outdoor economy, look at the latest report that's just come out here. Driving the outdoor economy is primarily through a lot of these other motorized sports. That's the most where many of the dollars are. I'm an active wilderness consumer myself. I spend a lot of time in the backcountry, 70 miles in the Beartooth in August alone. So I get it. And I very much enjoy the wilderness experience. I just think we need to keep a balance here so that we have multiple use, so the public has full use of the public lands in Montana, because right now they're getting locked out in many of these WSAs across our state.
Perfect. Thanks so much for your time,
thank
Senator.
You. Appreciate
Do you
it.
Mind if I just grab a quick photo?
No, not at all.
Perfect. Thank you.
So forth, you know, there's this nature going to be immediately developing. That's just absolutely false. It just is.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at the facts on the 2001 roadless rule and how many mineral claims exist in these WSAs. This notion that the wilderness groups are saying that we're going to immediately jump into development, that's just absolutely false.
Mm-hmm.
And that narrative, all I'm asking for is just keep the balance in the story.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks so much.